Alo. Hola, sotan roba namgan dhata nyam bisim jin tam je ji tu do zo ba san je ji kom ba ba ji dubar sa te yi che do ta be che lo tu sang kom som je som bar sa wa nyam sa ba san jo jo do to je ba ma da de sa ba
so Rinpoche asks everyone to begin with giving rise to bodhicitta. Bodhicitta then is the wish and the efforts that one does in order to attain the precious state of Buddhahood for the sake of benefiting all beings in number as vast as the sky. Towards that end, one then decides to make efforts in terms of listening to teachings, reflect on their meaning, and the practice of meditation.
Namba sanje be lokke semje tene ki.
So tonight Rinpoche will explain what one may call the science of mind according to the Buddhist tradition.
Tene semje tene de karasana semje ne toram sem turbata Madhurpe Yeva Jebala Tene Yeva Jebate Semjitene.
So the science of mind distinguishes different states of mind mainly or in brief it distinguishes or explains what confused states of mind are and states of mind free from confusion.
Tene chetang te semchi chene tela nangpa lola tsema sikri.
In terms of the Buddhist tradition, that is referred to the theory of perception or what is also termed valid cognition.
Tene tsema rikpa te tumba sanje che do chik tu song yo mare do mandawa chola kas do mandawa mangbo le kas kala sumare.
So teachings related to these subjects were recorded or are recorded in different sutras. They are not found in one sutra alone.
Ta tela tambo tsemen tsini karasana nambu lo la tsemen tsini te loba mepe hibare.
Then the definition in general of a valid cognition is a consciousness which is not mistaken or deceived. So it's a consciousness free from confusion.
Tene loa me beton de karasana loam semti ye parzon na ye parzoam ye parzena ye parmlevre ye pare Yapar zona yapar mala. Mepar zona mepar mala. Lo te mate yapar zona yapare yapar mala bare. Mepar zena mepar mala bare. Mepar. Then I will amla se gelo.
La re sitte ha ko ngure machine yapar somwa de kande ko.
Yapar zona chokze den ko zon se me yapar dengare yare. Yo pare. Yo pare. Namka tumban rao te chea me ban jengere tene kongo kaya yo mare. Ten rao la mulus gire. Yo pare jena. Yo pare jena yo pare mulo yo re. Me pare jena me pare mulo re yo mare. Ten rao la mulus gire chita.
So then as was said what one may term a valid cognition is then a consciousness which is not mistaken as to the object perceived. So if an object is present, that is what the consciousness perceives. It wouldn't perceive anything other than the presence of a specific object. Then if there isn't any object to be perceived, there won't be a perception of an object. So in this sense, the perceiving consciousness is never mistaken in terms of what is perceived.
The yopar zona yopar malasiche te kunzob to yopar zona kunzob to yopar malubare mato yang kunzob to yopar zona ton tambar yang yore te nabusigamare.
So, in terms of perceiving a present object, that relates to the relative aspect of existence, because an object is present in a relative context doesn't mean that it would be present ultimately or on an absolute level. So this is not meant what is meant by unmistaken. When speaking of a consciousness perceiving an object, that relates to the relative aspect of existence, to a presence on a relative level, not an absolute.
Repena segur jidrate nga tsu nab nam hi te ke yobar zongre, nab nam hi te yobar zonga yin do kunzob tsam do kunzob do
So, for example, the sound that comes from snapping one's fingers has relative existence. On a relative level, then the ear consciousness perceives this sound. So that relates to relative reality, not to ultimate reality. So here one speaks of a presence of something perceived on a relative level, not an absolute level.
Tene segur jidrate, segur jidrate, are tene segur jidrate, ton tambar kanzak da to matopere. Kanzak da to matopere, tumon to tatu jare. Kanzak da to matopere. Repeat in the Kanzak da to matopere. Kanzak da to matopato by yendo. Tene tondo Kanzak da to mepare. Segur jidrati. Repeat in the Rikpechiya na kanzak dada madhupar tothukure. Kanzak dada madhupar hirabji toba yendo mune neluk layang kanzak dada mepare. Kanzak dada madhupare. Hoteno. Karisinande tumong lola niti tikpa dan tumong dhyakura kanzak dada. Dada kanzak dada mepare.
Kanzak
dada mepare.
Kanzak dada mepare.
Segur jidrati kanzak dhamme mare bhenne dha yor kanzak dhamme.
Ine de kanzak dhamme pa de ki kanga ki thong tu bhi mare bhenne.
De kanzak dhamme yoyna khen sabu mare bhenne. Khen sabu mare te khen sabu re. Kanzak dhamme bhar re, mebar to togare Mayabar Zeba Yin the Mayabari Kazak Dad Madhav. This is
Tendu.
Tendu is Tendu is Tendu is Tendu is Tendu
Ne look, anyway, if you think of this sound that comes from snapping your fingers, then ultimately that sound doesn't entail an individual self.
Madam.
Well, Rinpoche says he relates this to the absence of an individual self, so the explanation also will relate to the Shravaka tradition. It's an explanation which then relates both to the lesser and greater vehicle at the same time. That's why.
Mm.
So, so the sound then doesn't comprise an individual self. This one understands by applying reasoning, and just as is understood by means of reasoning, there isn't any individual self in relation to this sound. So not only as one conceptually understands through reasoning is there no individual self, in terms of the true nature of existence, in terms of the absolute truth as well, the sound coming from snapping one's fingers doesn't comprise an individual self.
Tene temal tela ye na ngosom tema tang Jiba tema ni yobare. Ngosom sema se jute ta tang ten chik la matu par your ranchin jimbe ta ta ten chik la matu pa yarzan jimbe lo chik la ngosom sema se gire.
Your ranchin se
bogi mare. Your ranchin se nandere. Ta ta ten chik la matu pa your ranchin jinchat jimbe lo chik la ngosom sema se gire. Tata tenzi la tute yarza kojun zibilo lo hila jibatsimasi.
So, generally then, in terms of valid cognition, there are two types. There is direct perception of an object, and then there is inferential cognition or understanding that. is based on reasoning. In terms of direct perception, that is then a direct experience, a direct and non-conceptual experience of an object. So there is a distinct and clear perception of an object which is not muddled by the conceptual mind, and that perception is not at all based on reasoning or analysis. It's completely free from concepts. Then there is the second type, inferential cognition, which is conceptual, being based on reasoning and analysis. So by means of the second type, then, one comes to understand something which otherwise is not obvious to one. So one reasons or applies reasoning in order to understand that which one otherwise wouldn't be able to see or understand, that then normally, so to speak, literally, is concealed. That is, one doesn't normally have an understanding of what one aims to understand by means of reasoning.
Tene rikpe wam sok chenpo par soji langbu sema soji langbu koma nyo. Soji langbu men tang rekso jorwa ye tokpa tang tang ngon som mo som pare. Te tuen tat kare sana ngon som sema ti ngo am chini kare sana ngon som seme pomba tang Kawatav, main than dead in Zingamare, main Zingamare, main than dead in Zingamare. Then a palang tavu, rake young Zingamare. Main than rakes or jort in Zingamare, main than rakes or jorbe, main tongue trava, rake tongue trava, main than rakes or jorbe, topa tongue trava tea, and one some semare somewhere. Tenta toda. Main tang rakes of jorwe, tokwa tan trawa, and also same as in the shore.
Then the great scholar Dignaga then has defined direct perception in the following way. He says that direct perception is completely free from the process of labeling what is perceived. That is to say, conceptualizing what is perceived. So a direct perception then doesn't relate to what is perceived in terms of giving it a name, such as this is a vase, this is a pillar, and so on, nor does direct perception involve categorizing things that are seen. There are different categories of phenomena, such as chaos. So direct perception doesn't then in any way conceptualize what is perceived by labeling it. So according to Dignaga, this is what is meant by direct perception. This is the essential nature of direct perception, namely that it is free from conception.
Tene par soji lambe tema doi chikti ngonsum toda yin songpare ma to toda yinbe drupzi ma songpare. Drupzi am jumsi kang ma songpare.
So Dignaga here then in this text defines direct perception, though he doesn't give though he doesn't put forth any evidence for or by which he would prove this viewpoint.
Then parchuje trape ngonsom to dan trawa ne ngonsom ni jin do par jor song par ti ka te ngonsom to ra yi bi dzi song par ngonsom nam to dan trawa re men da re so de tin je nam to sa ni yo mar ngonsom to ra re ngonsom to ra yi ba de kan de se trop to gre ngonsom to ra yi ba de ra re ngonsom se ma ke dro gre ra nyong dro gre Rani Mosom Seme, Togresum. Pena, Kandis Togresena, Tantangasu, Segor de Dran, Zebe Nab Nam Hite, Mosomre. Segor de Dran, Zebe Nab Nam Hite, Toda Imba. De Nab Nam Hite, Lamto Mebate, Ranga Rare Mosom, Rare Mosom Sema, Katugri, Nyamyung Katok Togresum. De Tisena, Chucha Trapet, Sikieti, Capso.
Then another great scholar, Dharmakirti, elaborated on this statement of Dignaga, where he then puts forth evidence for that position, namely that direct experience is non-conceptual. He then says that direct experience is non-conceptual, and as was said before, then it doesn't involve the process of labeling or categorizing what is perceived. That is then established with what one may term non-dual experience. It is mind experiencing itself, experiencing its nature, or the nature of the mental event that occurs, that is experienced. So if one again considers the direct perception of the sound that comes from snapping one's finger, then obviously that's related to an ear consciousness. The ear consciousness then directly and non-conceptually experiences the sound, and that experience is then free of conception or free of thought, free of the process of labeling what is perceived. And according to Dharmakirti, this is what then establishes the viewpoint that direct experience is non-conceptual. It's established what with or by what one may term an experiencing of the mental event itself, of the nature of the mental event. So that amounts to saying so that amounts to saying that the consciousness experiencing itself is then what establishes that direct experience is non-conceptual.
Can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you. Yes. Then I can hear you. But I can hear you. I can hear you. Toda mantra rikpa swami ingo swami toda mantra rikpa ingo
So then there are three elements that must be present in terms of a direct perception. Or three qualities of that experience must be present. These three are that the direct experience must be non-conceptual and unmistaken as to its object. Also, that it is a cognition, that is to say, of a mental nature.
Sor tambo toda hibe drati, toda hijo mbakapso, toda jidati, tene tokpa, nam to, tokpa ta jepa, toke jelo nam monsum sema yimba, jepa am sarvare. Karasana toda monsum sema la, sor tambo toda gogre sedu, nam to, tokpa ta toke nam monsum sema ma yimba, ten lam san koto gore. Te sor nyimba mantorvare. Ta ti ji so mantor wa je pe te ni to mi ngon som ta nang se le jure pe na tra hien ji be mi hi dang da wa nyin zin ji mi hi dang ka ra san ji ji mi hi la so pa to mi thur hi yure to mi thur hi nam yang ngon som se ma yin ba je pa am sa pa je pa sarva ka pa re Rikpa ki jebe, sor sumba kapsa rikpa ki jebe, tene wangpo zukin pa ngonson sema yinba sarwara. Kararasana rikpa se jete lo re, rikpa ki jebe, tene ngonson sema da lo yin gogore ma to wangpo dang tasu tamje ngonson sema ma yinba koto goyo.
So there are these three qualities. The first is then that a direct perception is non-conceptual. That then eliminates the possibility of direct experience or being conceptual. Then there is the second, that direct experience must be unmistaken. That then excludes the possibility of a mistaken direct experience or perception being valid, because there are then non-conceptual experiences that are mistaken as to the object they perceive. For example, if someone has cataracts, then that person is said to see falling hairs. So the eye consciousness at that point perceives something which isn't really there, though the experience or perception is direct, that is to say non-conceptual. Then someone affected by jaundice as a result of the disease may see yellow snow mountains rather than white snow mountains, which is also a mistaken direct perception. Also, if one presses the eyelids, one would see two moons. The davani the mitt in the valla. In the one sunto yomar valla.
No, but that's a mirror, isn't it?
Sirne.
Well, making troubles here.
If you press your eyelids, then you may see two moons instead of one. That's also a mistaken direct perception. All these then are related to an eye consciousness. So even though these perceptions are non-conceptual, they are not valid. Then there is the third part, which is that the perception must be of a mental nature. That excludes the possibility of the sense faculties, the possibility of the sense faculties alone perceiving something directly. The sense faculties are made up of physical matter and do not perceive. So by the third part, that possibility of mistakenly thinking that the sense faculties would involve direct perception is excluded.
Tene ta ngon som tema tele ye na wambo ngon som tema ye ngon som tema rare ngon som tema nanjur ngon som tema de ye yo kare.
So in terms of direct perception, there are four types. There is direct perception that arises in dependence upon the sense faculties. So the sense faculties at that point are the basis for the perception to arise. Then there is direct perception related to what is termed the faculty of mind as an opposed to the sense faculties. So then the basis for its arising is purely of a mental nature. It's not based on a perception that arises as a result or independence on the physical eye, for example. Then there is the third type, which is related to mind experiencing itself, or that the nature of the occurring perception is experienced. Then there is the fourth, which is direct valid perception, or direct, it is direct yogic valid perception.
Then, Tang was on Tema Ye Nan Dambo Wambong was on Tema Tene de Parsoj Lambu Tema Kundule Wambo Leto, say Mayi Rara Rizatanije Taming O Wambu Ocean. Dick Cup Cartemberesena. Wangbo leto se mai Wambu ngonsun tsema la toke sepa mare. Sei ma yin se jote wambu ngonsun yin la toke yin batsa niyo mare. Wambu ngonsun yin na toda yin becha gare. Wanshi la toka sepa mare. Ena wanshi la toka tsani ma sepa yin na wanshi toda yin becha na tene yor kandes zingare. Zenshi gamaro kandes zingare. Rang rang ka reksa wangpo wangshi namje yor zimba kapso rang rang ka yor rekwa reksa te tanye jen zingga maare tanye la tenga maare tanye la tenga zingga maare tanye gogo maare ona kandar zingga re ngo wangpo yor ngo wam rang chin te jenjar zingga re pena nab namshi te ka dran zimba kapso sekor cha dran zimba kapso on de dra re samna zingga maare dra re Dai nani segor jeda resam go mare rango ngote dai date ngo san ke genchar do khato ne menda mande tani da mande ba khato ne genchar de gre so mare
so first according to Dignaga direct perception based on the sense faculties is explained. So such perception, according to Dignaga, can never be conceptual. That is not possible. A direct perception arising in dependence upon a sense faculty can never ever be conceptual. That direct perception or direct perception in general related to or that arises in dependence upon the sense faculties does never involve labeling what is perceived. There is only direct perception of a specific object. So of course, then each of the sense consciousnesses perceive different objects. So each of these consciousnesses then directly perceive its specific object in a non-conceptual way and nothing else. There is never any process of labeling what is perceived. Then one may wonder, well, what is it that it is perceived then? The specific object, as has been said, is then perceived directly without the model of the conceptual mind. If one again considers the sound that comes from snapping one's finger, then the ear consciousness that directly perceives this sound doesn't label it, thinking this is a sound or this is a sound coming from somebody snapping his fingers. There is only or merely a direct perception of the sound itself without any conceptual labeling.
Dene par chu je trape tema namdele kade sumbare sana tema namdele deser wangbu nambare hi tamche chebare yurjin yin sumbare. Tiser gonga jumchin tiser wangbu nambare hi bate
Dharmakirti as well, in a treatise he has written on this subject, says that the sense consciousnesses never label what is perceived. That is then to say that the sense consciousnesses only involve direct perception, that is to say, non-conceptual experience of the perceived object. There is never an idea or a concept of the object perceived that is formed in mind. So direct perception only relates to, again, a distinct or non-conceptual experience of an object. There are two aspects in terms of the process of perceiving and labeling an object. First, there is a non-conceptual experience of what is perceived, and then what happens is that one conceptually labels what is perceived. Sense consciousnesses only relate to the first aspect.
Then ta teta na teta one hi tota in bate rane ke kande se trop to gre se na gom ja tinge ji gom pa kap so sem ye ji na bi yan ta pa me pa la che che to ne de ya pa kap so sem che che to ne na nam do yo mare nam do ki mare ta sem che che to tinge ji la che che to ne pa kap so me ke zo tong nāve dhā tūni yāng, tēne dhā tān dhā wā sāpē nām tō yō mārē, nām tō chēk mārē. Tī sēr nā, tēne wāng bī nāpā rī khīpā thām chē tō dhā yīmbar sōng pārē.
Tī
rāng rī kī chō pārē. Wāng khī tō dhā yīmbar rāng rī kī chō tē, tī ngē chē nā chē chēk tō yā pā kāp sō mē kā zōk tōng kā rē nā mī khī kī. Nā khī jā dhā tūni yāng, tēne nipa mdipa sē nā wāngi tōrā kūnāri shī. Kārī sē nā yī lā nāmbu yō mārī.
Wāngi tōrā kūnā yīmpa dōgīyā.
Rē rē. Nāmbu tō yī jā nāmbhī rā mātō wāngi lā tōrā yō mārī. Kārī sē nā yī tīngi jē nā cē chīk tō tē pā kāpsu tō nāmbu tō mē yō mārī. Tē mē pā kāpsu mē kā zōng tō nā wē dā tō nā yā, tē nē nāmbu tō dēngi mārī.
So then the fact that sense consciousnesses never involve conceptuality is proven in the following way. Well, in fact, one has to meditate in order to understand this or have a personal experience of it. When somebody rests one-pointedly in samadhi, being focused on an object of meditation, when one's attention is one-pointedly turned towards an object of meditation, then even though one may see something or hear something, it is not, what is heard or seen is not conceptualized or labeled, because at this point or in this state of mind, one is completely free from thoughts. This then proves or establishes that sense consciousnesses always are non-conceptual.
Make a zong to navet dratinayana namto yo. Te yin to make zong ziba. Make zong ziba la chai yima sekendo. Make zong zibo la tsechik to te yin bakaso navet dratinayana namto dingamare. Te medemate nav namji to da imitare. Te dan tsomba nav namji te. Ah. Te yin to. Nāb nāb ki dhāk kīnta nyēnbō la tē yīmā kāpsu yāng mē kā zōng tōng nā tē ngīkhīn rēngu yōmārī, nāb tōng rēng tōgu yōmārī. Tē mē tēng bā tē dāndā mē kā nāb ki tōrā yīmā tārī.
So there are other indications of the sense consciousness being non-conceptual. When one is, for example, completely absorbed when one looks at something one finds extremely attractive and is completely absorbed by this, then even though one may hear something, what is heard is not labeled or conceptualized. Similarly, if one hears something that one finds extremely pleasing, then even though one may see something, what is seen is not conceptualized or labeled. This then indicates that sense consciousnesses always are non-conceptual. Similarly, then if one is in a state of panic, then very often thoughts cease to arise. So even though something is seen or heard in a state of panic, it is not labeled.
Tejin de yang sem la gaba chebo sem la gaba chebo te da jo na yang te ne ye je nam to denge ye mar sem la gaba chebo te de va chebo te jo na te ka so ye je nam to ga yo te ne wa ye je nam to denge mar te da wo la nyam nyong ga sa na te ne wa hi to da re
pak so
la
re Tiki kapsu tik tong na te na da ko denge
ne Make a zone to Amjo Gratu and a topa dengamare. Topa Mandem by the one he told her in Batares.
So likewise,
why lies it?
No, likewise.
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 I can't believe that. I beg your pardon? if one experiences a state of extreme bliss or happiness, then even though when being in this state one may hear or see something, what is heard or seen is not conceptualized. There is only the direct perception of it without the process of labeling it.
Tundu re tene wan hi tora re ta wan bong so sema yang tora re ta wan bong so so sema de la wan ngo nga yue re te gong ye wa man bu hi me.
So that then explains that sense consciousnesses always are non-conceptual. There are then five sense consciousnesses and there are then different subdivisions as to each category, but Rinpoche says he won't go into this in detail tonight.
Tene ye jang song te tema dole ye jang song bare ye jang ma to song yang bare ye jang se to kare sa na mama wang bu ngon song tema tene ji kap so wang bu le to si ma ye rang rang rik za ta ni ji teme ngo wang bu yor song bare ba ye jang ten ra wo se ye ngon song tema yang Nam to Toda Mantra Varisong.
So then in the same text
Soha Om Tare Te Tare Tore Soha
Dignaga is also said that the mind consciousness as well, and that is all, well the mind consciousness as well or also is non-conceptual in the way, in the same way as was described with the sense consciousnesses.
Tene parchu jitrape tsema nandar le teser wangbu nambar hi tema tatjin le song wa. Yine yorki nyinzen si teser loen tongwa me song par. Tekaps Karasona Sena, Wangbu Nambari Hipa, Gama Takbati, Gama Tapati, Yivan Re, Gama Tapa Yivan Tela Tinde, Yijing on some
tsema chibare, yengo son tsema chikere, yengo son tsema te, yengo son tsema te nije, wangbu ngo son, wangu keche tangbu, yole yenbe keche nyebe yon jengere. Tambo wangbu ngo son tsema, yengo son tsema te, wanghi gama takpa la, tente yingon chigre, yingon sum tsema. Pena zung zin yingon chigre. Zung zin mikhi gama takpa la, tente zung zin yingon sum cheba sena, longwe zung tong chung yo mare. Yingon sum tsema te wang, wangon kechik tangbu yo le yenba. Kichik nyebe yorten zimbe se na jihi so tarbe chungyan yo mare songwari.
Kangi kyan tarbe yo mare?
Tiga rang re.
Meta ma de kandu songso?
Wangpo ngon som tsema. Ena yeji ngon som tseme zungzen yingon je zong tong na. Yeji ngon som tseme zungzen yingon je ta zong zingare. Zong rang zing zingare. Zungzen yeji ngon som je zong rang zing zingba yina. Tene zog rancin zimba yina longwe zog tongwe chung yo marwe sena yo marwe. Karre sena tangpo zungzen wangu wanghi che. Zungzen wanghi gama takpa le tene yeji ngon som che gupe sena longwe zog tongwe chung yo marwe. Anna tundu jina tanda yeji ngon som te che hisu tak marwe. Karara sana tangpo zungzen wangu je tongwe yorte yingon kan tongwa do. Zungzen wangu je tongwe yorte yingon je zimba sana jayhi sun jogo marabu sana. Jayhi sun jogo marabu zungzen wangu kechik tangpo teye yorle yinba te rikyun te yor kechik nyeba de zingare te sana jayhi sun tabi chungwa yo marabu. Jayhi sun je te tsema ngame to tsarvate tsema kechik tangbu to tsarvate jisu to na jehi seba jehi to sen tokburakwa to sen tokburakwa jehi jisu nisi jehi ke langna tesa no pena yeji ngon som tsema kechik nyeba ke kechik tangbu yorda zong songna zeng songna jehi re karasa na yingu kechik tangbu ke mama to tsarvate nyebe to na jehi re.
Ni bayang to na
cheshire. Cheshire. Tsema ngama ke, tsema kechik tangbu to tsarwa te nyebe yang towa yena cheshire. Karasana, ngama tsema ke to tsarwa rawa.
De yul che.
Zungzen wangu kechik nyebe tangbu yorle yenba, kechik nyebe yorten zingare, yor te sarwa re. Te sena cheshire su jugo ma re.
De cheshire la yul chikpa re ve kogo gundake.
Go, tsema ngame zhen tsarwa. Tsema kechik tangbu zhen tsarwa yorde nipen zhen na. Tene nipa de tsema mare jehi sege. Ta kare re zo.
La re yine che pa de kundu mo.
Do zhen toku re ba jehi jehi.
Recognition, that's no. So then there is a quotation by Dharmakirti. This quotation again speaks of that sense consciousnesses always are non-conceptual. And here it is mainly related to a direct perception, which is related to the sixth consciousness. First, there is a description of what it is, or first is stated what it is that gives rise to that direct perception. So the ceasing of of a sense consciousness, independence upon that ceasing, then what is termed the faculty of mind arises, which results in a direct perception, which is purely based on the sixth sense, the sixth consciousness, which is not a sense consciousness. This direct perception relating to the sixth consciousness then doesn't perceive the same object as the sense consciousness that ceased. So the object perceived is different, therefore the fault of blind people seeing doesn't arise. That is to say that this direct perception related to the sixth consciousness then arises as a result of the ceasing of a perception of something related to a sense consciousness. For example, if one perceives a visual form, then the very ceasing of that perception results in the arising of the mental faculty, which again gives rise to direct perception, which is purely of a mental nature or purely related to the sixth consciousness, which is not a sense consciousness. Therefore, the fault of a blind person seeing wouldn't ensue, because as we all know, a blind person would never have a direct perception of a visual object. So therefore that fault doesn't arise in terms of this position. Then it was also mentioned that the object of the direct perception based on the faculty of mind is then different from the object that is perceived in relation to the sense consciousness. In this context, the example of an eye consciousness was given. If the case was that the object of these two consciousnesses were the same, then that is referred to as a consciousness that then would again perceive or cognize what has been perceived. And it follows that the object perceived by the different consciousnesses is not the same, because during the first moment of perception, there is what is called direct perception, that is valid cognition. If that object again is perceived or cognized, then it is no longer a direct perception or a valid cognition, because it has already been cognized. It has already been perceived. It's just a repetition. So it would no longer be valid.
Ta tanda dor dona yong solang ta chita ke song ti tele tempen sinin dor dona yishi toda mandorwa, yeji namshi toda mandorwa, danda, yi ngon som tsema tsengire.
Then again, then according to Dignaga and Dharmakirti, a direct perception or a valid cognition based on the mental faculty then is or has the same characteristics as a sense consciousness, that it is free from conception, it is unmistaken and of a mental nature.
Tene rangre ngon son te par soj lambe che man dole chala so rangre tokwa men ba yin son te chik chik te se ke te ngo te ya ye chang se te ya yingon ji kap se che ba re yingon ji se ya chala so rangre tokwa men ba yin ena rangre ngon son kande re chala so cha se je te do cha re chakwa la so pa so kong la Hedang, Deva, Dungan La Sobe, Sem Tam Che Rang Rige. Karras na Rang Ngo Rang Nyong Tugre. Rang, Sem Rang Sarik Tsam Te, Rang Rang Rige Re Rang.
Lak Sare, Yin Ngon Sum Chik Sum Sum.
Yin Ngon Sum Ta Te Ngon Ma Tse, Tsab Tse Te Re. Ye Chang Tung Tang Se Che, Te Kaab Se Yin Ngon Jin Se Nyi Te Be Yung Ya Che Tsar Wa. Tse Tum Che Ma Tum Me Wa.
So, previously, it was or the definition of a direct perception based on the faculty of mind was mentioned, and that or at that point it was said that that perception is non-conceptual and so on, as we saw. That then also applies to experiences such as desire and so on. As was said, these are non-conceptual. There is the experiencing of the nature of the experience itself, which is luminous cognition.
Tene tati deva parchu jatrape kande sumarese na parchu jatrape deso dani yimetin dazi pane numayin sumare. Ti se ती कब्स कर संबर से ना देवता सेमजे देवता दुंगाता कोंठोता देचा लासो बे सेम ते मो रारे रे सेमजे मो रारे रान्यों तेला दासी तो कुमारे मेंता तो कुमारे दादा तानी ले देवारे दासी बने नुमाई तो इंदा रारे ते दादा तानी ले देवार देवार.
Then Dharmakirti explains this as follows. He says that happiness and so on, that relates to anger, suffering, passion, and so on.
Control.
The lapsai.
Oh yeah. Dona.
Lapsai.
Oh yeah. Gava.
In terms of the essential nature of these experiences, which was just mentioned, being a luminous cognition, there is an experience or experiencing of the nature of the experience itself, whatever the experience may be, anger or happiness or whatever, this sort of mind experiencing itself cannot be described by naming the experience or trying to point to it with words. Such experience is beyond description.
Then the pen and also same the deva than donga di jona, same the deva than donga de yin la tu magupa. yinda ke chiran la dongan do se hie gogo mare yin la tu gogo mare rang ke deva da dongan te rang ke ngus nyung to pare te ngus nyung to be se ngus nyung er nyam nyung te la rang rik sigre
di ki kap su rang ke ngus nyung to pare uche rang rik la ko gore yang me na
te rang rik te te rang nyung te rang rik re se
la re di na yang chir ta nga tsu de ha ko gi min do kala
हाँ कोगो रे चे देवा चौना सेमने दोंगा चौना हाँ कोगो मुद्दे तेरे चरण ना दोंगा कहने वाला हाँ ते हाँ कोगो तो
दे टॉक चे रे वाले मुझे
मैं ते टॉक चे तो मैं नहीं रही है
नीचा
रे
नीचा ला कोगो रे
तंबा नाम तो रावा किरा चौना टॉक चे ता तो मैं नहीं के मोसारे गिच्छा ते न्यामियों दे ते ने रहने रहो टॉक चे मोसारे गिच्छा तो मैं जो मोसारे गिच्छा कांगा
ने
ते रहने रे तोड़ा रे
लारे
मार्टर बरे
लारे
लाई ने जोड़ा
शेन शेन की शेन की टेन गोगी मिडुस
टेटे गोगी मिडुस
रंगी हाँ
रंगी न्यू आते
रंग न्यू लाखो
रंग न्यू रे
रंग भी खोरा लाखो गोगी मिडुस का ना
रे रे रंगे रंग न्यू
So, as has been said, whatever is experienced, whether it's pain or pleasure, the nature of the experience, sometimes referred to as luminous cognition, is then non-conceptual, and one experiences this luminous nature of the mental event without any dualistic perceptions. There is no duality, and this is then mind experiencing itself, and it cannot be shown by others or pointed to by words or terms. It is then beyond description, and it is a non-dual experience.
Free from thought. Tremba te tokye re.
La re.
Ina te...
Tremba de rang rik la ten ne.
Rang rik la ten ne jeba re.
Well, if one is distracted and then hears a very loud sound, then sometimes one will become frightened because one didn't expect this loud sound. Now, at this point... or in that situation, then, again, there is mind experiencing the nature of that mental event, the nature or essence of it. And as a result of that, then later on, one can remember what happened. So memory is actually based on this sort of mind experiencing the nature of a certain mental event. So as a result of such experiencing, then later on one is able to remember what took place.
Lujanam ki te kasa te rigza le mi ge yore na te rang ngo sa re ke cha nyang su nyung nyam su nyung kre
te yang ki su ngo nan
lunda le re na rigza e le lujanam ki che ge yore lujanam ki te kasa te kasa le te te rigza te nyung ge re na le te te rang nam ki rang ngo wo te nyung kre te lo che la chol ni yo kre
so any mental experience or cognition then has two facets. There is one which is externally oriented and one internally oriented. The externally oriented in terms of, for example, experiencing the touch of the hand on the skin of one's arm, then the consciousness of the body registers this touch. That then relates to the externally oriented facet of consciousness. Simultaneously, there is the other aspect, which is the internally oriented, and that again relates to mind experiencing the nature of that perception. Again, that relates to luminous cognition. So, in terms of any perception, there are two facets, one externally oriented and one internally oriented, and these two are simultaneous.
Sekor jeda tu pa kap jenna ki tela rangla ranyung yu ta re rangla ranyung me na tene nga te jisu ta ba ti chege mare.
Then for example the perception of a sound, for example somebody snapping their fingers, that relates to the ear consciousness. As was said, again, any given consciousness has these two facets, externally oriented and internally oriented, and it's independence upon the internally oriented which, as was said, experiences the nature of the perception that memory arises. It's in relation to or independence upon that experience that one later on will remember having heard the sound from somebody snapping their fingers.
Then ngosom yeba nanjur ngosom re nanjur ngosom te par soj lang lang bu cheman dole nanjur nam je lame te mandi pa ye tong sam tong sam bare nanjur nam je lama jog sanje re nanjur nam je lama jog sanje je dengi mata churo sam bare dengi mata churo go tong te tene danda Nanjur Monsom Teme, Monsom Gentin the Manderba, Namdo the Manderba, Ginger the Dogreson.
Then there is the third and fourth. Can't speak anymore. Then there is the fourth type of direct perception, which is direct yogic valid cognition or perception. Again, there is a quote, Sogi Langpo Imala.
Sogi Langpo Dignaga.
Yes, by Dignaga. The quote says that the what has been taught by the guru of yogis that relates to the perfect Buddha is directly perceived. Now, Rinpoche says these the mentioning of the teachings by the perfect Buddha relate to his teachings on the four noble truths and their 16 attributes. The meaning of these teachings is directly perceived. Is perceived distinctly, that is to say, without the meaning being muddled by the conceptual mind. So that relates to a non-conceptual or direct experience of the meaning of these teachings given by the perfect Buddha, who is the guru of all yogis. Yogin is also, I suppose. But he doesn't say that.
Tene tendewa parchu jetrape nanjur hipa narhipa tedake de gomzongi to putrava nam sarve sarvani da nawani sombar namjur hipa narhipa nanjur hipa nanjur pe hipa nanjur ngosong narhipa te kande sumare gomzong re gombal ten sumare gomzong ke nanjur ngosom te to putrava nam sarve sarvani da nawani namdo ge trama sarve Rembe rembe sar sar jondone najur ngoy som de sar sar ndogre tedi sanje je chembala jogre
sarvani to
sarvani to nawan jor
de
to kwa
sanje sanje gi
sanje ma je na ja to kwa trava nam sarve nam to kwa trava sarve nam to mebe tene sarvani to nawan yese tene kare so goro de ye mata chodo ko tonte hajang sarpo nam re so kare se nam to de de ma
So Dharmakirti explains this as follows. He says that direct
Nanjurhipa Narhipa Teda Kede Bombi. Tokutrava Nam Sarva Sarva Nidhi.
Dimari, the Indi gets it to tell us.
Oh yeah. Konsola Yarochisina.
Dharmakirti explains that quote by Dignaga as follows. He says that yogic direct perception or valid cognition of yogis, as has been explained previously, arises in dependence upon meditation and in terms of such perceptions, then the net of conception or the conceptual mind has been severed, and therefore the Four Noble Truths and their 16 attributes are distinctly perceived, that is to say, directly perceived without being muddled by the conceptual mind.
Gomzong gomzong tora mandrwe rekpa ten najur ngasum sem tsini.
So the definition then of yogic direct perception is as follows. It is then a perception that arises as a result of meditation. It is free from conception and unmistaken. And again, it's of a mental nature, as with the others.
Ti teren tsema chi yin tseni, se ra ngon som tsema ta ngon som tsema yeva yin do di.
So this was then a brief explanation on direct experience or cognition in general. Ngonsum shi kanju songso.
Ngonsum tema, ngonsum gi yeba.
And a presentation of the four types of direct perception.
Gwande jeo gun sonam yije tozo. Sonam yeje lezonwa tamba kunye dobar Manjur lembo kuye trajiju yena trujur tongke trajiju Tata trime tokye trajiju Jarwe kusong tokye trajiju Tata trime tseme trajiju
Namdru
titi paspuk mena Tokye nidula Tata yeke de chukye sa Now do you take us on
the house people?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the kitchen chair and sick kitchen. Then I don't know. Don't do doctor.
So, Kiran, she requested was students